الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رجال لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة يخافون يوما تتقلب فيه القلوب والأبصار صدق الله العظيم وعن أسامة بن زيد رضي الله تعالى عنه قلت لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لم أرك تصوم شهرا من الشهور ما تصوم من شعبان فقال ذاك شهر يغفل الناس عنه بين رجب ورمضان وهو شهر ترفع فيه الأعمال إلى رب العالمين وأحب أن يرفع عملي وأنا صائم وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هذه ليلة النصف من شعبان ولله تعالى عتقاء فيه من النار بعدد شعور غنم كلب ولا ينظر الله تعالى فيها إلى مشرك ولا إلى مشاحن ولا إلى قاطع رحم ولا إلى عاق لوالديه ولا إلى مسبل ولا إلى مدمن خمر أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, the favors, the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon this insan, upon this human being are such that it is impossible to enumerate them. To count the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let alone making shukr for Allah's ni'mats and Allah's bounties. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا Allah says if you have to enumerate, if you have to count, if you have to contemplate the ni'mats and the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَا تُحْصُوهَا This is beyond you. And immediately after that, referring to the ingratitude of insan, in the same verse, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَارٌ That verily this human being is zalim. Allah does not say zalim, لَظَلُوم. Zalum is the stressed version of zalim. In other words, extremely oppressive. And the word kafir, we normally tend to translate this word as a disbeliever, as one who has made kufr. But the literal translation of kafir is one who is ungrateful. Allah Ta'ala does not say, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَالِمٌ كَافِرٌ That insan is a zalim and he is ungrateful. Allah says, zalum, very, very oppressive, and kafar, very, very ungrateful. Such are the ni'mat, such are the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every aspect of our existence is a living testimony, a reminder for us to realize Allah's favors, Allah's bounties upon us. Quran is replete. If you look at the takhliq, if you look at the creation of this human being, great tafsil, great detail Allah Ta'ala gives in the Quran. In fact, up till today, scientists are mind-boggled. They cannot even realize or rationalize in any way that how is it such detail is given with regards to the creation of this insan in a book that was revealed in a desert 14 centuries ago. الَّذِي خَلَقَ فَسَوَّى وَالَّذِي قَدَّرَ فَهَدَى إِنَّا خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ أَمْشَاجٍ نَبْتَلِيهِ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ طِينٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَا النُّطْفَةَ عَلَقًا فَخَلَقْنَا الْعَلَقَةَ مُضْغَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْمُضْغَةَ عِظَامًا فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرَ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ أنا صببنا الماء صبا ثم شققنا الأرض شقا فأنبتنا فيها حبا وعنبا وقضبا وزيتونا ونخلا. Before that Allah says, قتل الإنسان ما أكفر من أي شيء خلق من نطفة والله خلقكم من تراب ولقد خلقنا الإنسان من سلالة من طين ولقد خلقنا الإنسان من صلصال من حمأ مسنون. It's no time to go into the detail, but how many different places in the Quran Allah refers to in great tafsil, in great detail, the inception of this insan. And what is the underlying motivation behind this? For this human being to realize how great Allah's favor is upon us. That what was the inception of this insan? Allah says, قتل الإنسان ما أكفر. That how ungrateful you are. مِنْ أَيِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقَ. What were you created from? Where did you come from? Where did you emanate from? هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهَرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. O human being, did they not pass upon you a period of time? لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. Your dhikr didn't take place. You didn't exist. إِنَّا خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانِ. We created you. From what? مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ أَمْشَاج. From a mingling of sperm. Somewhere Allah says, مِمَّا مَهِين, from a drop of worthless fluid. Somewhere Allah says, مِمَّا دَافِق, from a spurt of liquid. Somewhere Allah says, وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابِ, we created you from dust, from sand. أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ كَانَتَا رَتْقًا فَفَتَقْنَاهُمَا وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ أَفَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. In this verse, Allah says, we created you from water. What was the inception of this insan? A drop of sperm. So tiny, you cannot see it with the naked eye. You need a microscope. In fact, that seminal liquid, or that seminal fluid that emanates from the male, is not one sperm. There are 200 to 300 million sperms. And they start a journey. On the other side is the egg. That egg has 60,000 different codes on it. And from this 200 to 300 million sperm, there is only one sperm that has the matching 60,000 codes. This journey begins. Along the way, many of the sperms die, majority of them. Only about 1,000 or so reach the destination. And when it reaches the destination, then a matching process starts. Are the 60,000 codes found? If the codes are not found, it is rejected. First one, second one, third one, fourth one, rejected like this. Where is all this taking place? In some laboratory, with very good lighting, with the latest scientific or medical equipment? No. في بطون أمهاتكم, in the womb of your mothers. Is the lighting good? في ظلمات ثلاث, in three layers of darkness. In three layers of darkness, that complex task is taking place. That if you had a team of genetic scientists and experts in zoology, and you gave them the best laboratory with the best equipment, it will take them 2.5 to 3 years to carry out the function that takes place in 1.5 hours in the womb of the mother. Finally, if that one sperm matches the egg, then also there is an infinitesimal pause. If the command comes, مُخَلَّقَ, that takhliq must take place, creation must occur, then only the process of creation will start. But if even the matching occurs, and the command comes, غَيْرُ مُخَلَّقَ, takhliq must not take place, then even this sperm is rejected. And what is the first thing that is created? It is said the first thing that Allah creates in this newborn fetus is the heart. This heart starts beating even before the ruh is put into the body. The first thing is the heart. Once the followers of Musa alayhi salam said to him that, "Oh Musa, tell us, where is Allah's house? Where is the house of Allah? We want to go and visit it. We want to clean it. We want to decorate it." Musa alayhi salam got upset with them. "Why do you people ask these strange questions?" Allah Ta'ala reveals upon him that, "Oh my Kaleem, oh Musa, tell them that the heart of a mu'min is my house. Tell them that the heart of a mu'min is my house. If you want to find me, you will find me in the heart of a mu'min." So the first thing is the heart. And 4 months later, the ruh and the soul is blown into the body. Such complexity occurs in the development, in the creation of this insan, of each human being. It is said at the starting point, it is one cell. 9 months later, Quran describes in detail stage upon stage upon stage of creation. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ طِينٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَا النُّطْفَةَ عَلَقًا فَخَلَقْنَا الْعَلَقَةَ مُضْغَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْمُضْغَةَ عِظَامًا فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرَ. Allah says, "Verily we created you. We created this human being from an extract of clay. Then he was made into a drop of sperm in a safe receptacle. From a drop of sperm into a clot of blood. From a clot of blood into a lump of flesh. Stage upon stage upon stage upon stage of creation." How many women are pregnant at any given time? Millions and millions of women. Not only insan, horses, camels, sheep, goats. Multitudes of animals, multitudes of birds, multitudes of insects. How many makhluk are there? Scientists estimate, they say, in 1 cubic centimeter of water of the ocean, there are more living organisms than the number of human beings on the surface of the earth. 6 billion organisms in 1 cubic centimeter of water of the ocean. Allah is Khaliq. Allah is Musawwir. Allah is Badi'a. Allah is the creator. Allah is the fashioner. Allah is the originator. Nothing in the heavens and the earth is happening without the qudrat and the power of Allah. Stage upon stage of creation, somewhere an eye is being formed, somewhere ears, somewhere hands, somewhere feet. This process normally takes 9 months. What does Allah say? جَعَلْتُ لَكَ مُتَّكًا عَنْ يَمِينِكَ وَمُتَّكًا عَنْ يَسَارِكَ أَمَّا الَّذِي عَنْ يَمِينِكَ فَالطِّحَالِ أَمَّا الَّذِي عَنْ يَسَارِكَ فَالْكَبِدِ عَلَّمْتُكَ الْجُلُوسَ فِي بَطْنِ أُمِّكَ. Obviously you couldn't stand for 9 months. So Allah says, we gave you a pillow to rest on your right side, a pillow on the left side. Pillow on the right side was the spleen. Pillow on the left side was the liver. عَلَّمْتُكَ الْجُلُوسَ فِي بَطْنِ أُمِّكَ. We taught you to sit in the womb of your mother, sit on water. حَتَّى أَنْفَذْتُ إِرَادَتِي فِيكَ. Until my irada, until my will could exert itself in you. فَقَدَرْنَا فَنِعْمَ الْقَادِرُونَ. Allah says, we apportioned, perfect apportionment to you. يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانِ مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ الَّذِي خَلَقَكَ فَسَوَّاكَ فَعَدَلَكَ فِي أَيِّ صُورَةٍ مَا شَاءَ رَكَّبَكَ. Allah calls out to you that, oh insan, oh human being, what has put you into a deception about your Allah? Why have you forgotten your Allah? Why are you running away from Allah? Why is your heart not brimming with the love of Allah? Is not Allah the one who created you? فَسَوَّاكَ فَعَدَلَكَ Perfect proportionment. Perfect positioning of your limbs. The eyes, the nose, the ears, the hands, the feet. Who was doing this? Allah. Where? In the womb of your mothers. 3 layers of darkness. What at one time was one cell, 9 months later, 100 million times bigger, 6 billion times heavier. This human being, fully formed baby, who is a collection of 100 trillion cells. فَهَلْ يَقْدِرُ عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ أَحَدٌ غَيْرِي Allah calls out, is there anyone else that has this qudrat and power? Now the time has come for this amanat to come into the world. The fetus is large, the passage is small. أَوْحَيْتُ إِلَى الْمَلَكِ الْمُوَكَّلِ بِالْأَرْحَامِ فَأَخْرَجَكَ عَلَىٰ رِيشَةٍ مِّنْ جَنَاحِ ثُمَّ السَّبِيلَ يَسَّرَهِ Allah says, we command the angel that was deputed to look after the womb. It stretches out its wing and the passage of this child into the world is made easy. What comes first? The head. Scientists explain. They say the skull of a human being is hard. If it was not hard, it would not protect the brain. But the newborn child, the child prior to its birth, the skull is not hard, it is soft. In order to allow the head to come out of the small passage. Once the head comes out, then the bones of the skull become hard. فَهَلْ يَقْدِرُ عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ أَحَدٌ غَيْرِي Is anyone else doing this? Does anyone else have this qudrat and this power? Allah is inviting you through these various verses, various ahadith, recognize the favor, the deen, the ihsan, the kindness, the shafqat of Allah upon you. The child comes into the world, what's the first thing you do? Cut off the umbilical cord. Even the fish in the water needs to breathe. Allah has put a certain system, it opens its mouth. Yet that baby, 9 months in the womb of the mother, it does not open its mouth. For 9 months it does not breathe. If it had to breathe, it would die. Who is telling that child not to breathe? Who is telling the child, don't open your mouth? The moment it comes into the world, first thing the child cries, then the lungs open up. And then the breathing process starts. Who is doing this? One Allah. The child comes into the world, لا لك سن تقطع ولا لك يد تبتش ولا لك رجل تمشي. You do not have hands that can grasp. You do not have feet that can walk. Your teeth are not such that you can bite. ND88895, black murk blocking driveway. ND88895. You are totally helpless. The umbilical cord was the supply of your sustenance in the womb of your mother. Now when you came into the dunya, it was cut off. What does Allah put in its place? عَذَرْتُ لَكَ عِرْقَيْنِ رَقِيقَيْنِ يُنْبِعَانِ لَكَ لَبَنًا خَالِصًا فِي ثَدْيِ أُمِّكْ دَافِيًا فِي الشِّتَاءِ بَارِدًا فِي الصَّيْفِ فَهَلْ يَقْدِرُ عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ أَحَدٌ غَيْرِي Allah says, I set forth 2 streams of pure milk in the breast of your mothers. In winter, automatically warm. You don't have to put it in the microwave. In summer, automatically cool. And what is even more interesting, some women carry a child 6 months, some 7 months, some full 9 months. The child that is born premature, carried for 6 or 7 months, requires more nutrients than the child that was carried full term. They have examined the milk from the breast of a mother that carried a child that was born prematurely and found that that milk is richer in nutrients than the one that carried the child full term. Which technician or supplier of baby powder is making up this mixture that is determining this child needs more, this child needs less? Allah says, we set forth 2 streams of pure milk in the breast of your mothers. automatically in winter warm, in summer cold. Perfect nutrition for you. The hukama, the hakims of the past, they used to say, such is the ta'athir and the effect of the milk of a mother, there is no better nutrition for this child. If a mother has to breastfeed the child, if a mother has to breastfeed her child, and this child in his development does not take or consume anything that is mudhir or harmful to his health, or that will negate the effect or the benefit of that milk, it is said that the healthy benefits of the breast milk from the mother will last for 40 years. Such is the favor, such is the deen of Allah. One is the physical aspect of that. I am digressing. It is mentioned in the books of Tariq that one of the Muslim khulafa, the army went out, and then the message came back that the army has been defeated and they have forsaken the battlefield and they have run away. The wife of the Khalifa says to her husband that this news is false. This news is false. He gets upset with her. He says, what do you know? This is a reliable report. 1 or 2 weeks later, the correct news comes that no, the army was victorious. And this news is incorrect and they are returning back victorious. So he sends for his wife and he says that how were you able to say with such authority that this news is false? She said, from the time I became pregnant, I became conscious that I was carrying the child. The Amir of the army was the son of the Khalifa. She says, from the time, in other words, the son of this woman also. She says, from the time I became conscious that I was carrying this child, I was specifically careful that not one morsel of doubtful food entered my mouth. And after I had given birth to this child, whilst I was breastfeeding him, each time I would breastfeed him, I would make wudu and then breastfeed him. And she says, by the qasam of my Allah, a child that was nurtured like that, it is possible he would have been martyred. It is possible he would have become shaheed. It is possible he would have become slain. He would have been slain. But it is impossible that he would have abandoned the battlefield. One is the physical aspect, the other is the ruhani aspect. Anyway, coming back to this, your hands cannot grasp, your feet cannot walk, your teeth cannot bite, you are at the most helpless and dependent period of your life. What does Allah say? Ja'altu laka hananan fi sadri abawayk. لا يأكلان حتى تشبع ولا ينامان حتى ترقد. Allah says, we place that love, we place that muhabbat in the hearts of your parents. They will not eat until you eat. They will not sleep until you sleep. I always give this example. You hear someone else's child crying, you get irritated, your head starts paining. Your own child cries, your heart starts paining. What creates this difference? Ja'altu laka hanan. Allah says, I place that muhabbat. I place that love in the hearts of your parents. In the time of Musa alayhi salam, Firaun gave the order that every male child of the Bani Israel is to be slaughtered. 70,000 children were slaughtered. The mother of Musa alayhi salam was worried. What must she do? Allah sent inspiration down to her. لا تخافي ولا تحزني إنا رادوه إليك وجاعلوه في من المرسلين فإذا خفت عليه فألقيه في اليم ولا تخافي ولا تحزني inna radduhu ilayk wa ja'iluhu minal mursaleen. Sabak of iman was being taught, lesson of iman, that halat and conditions in this world are in the control of Allah, not in the control of Fir'aun or any army. No army, no individual in this world can harm or benefit you without the permission of Allah. One of the fundamental objects of the mission of Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam, from Adam alayhi salam to Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, was the correction of this yaqeen, of the conviction of the hearts of insan. That to change the direction of this heart away from ghairullah towards Allah. Change the direction of this heart away from the makhluq to khaliq. That there is only one doer, one maker, one controller, one giver, and that is Allah. Turn to Allah in every situation, every condition, every circumstance. This was one of the fundamental efforts of Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah begins his kalam, his kitab, alif lam mim, dhalika al-kitab, la rayba fi, hudan lil-muttaqeen. This is the book, in it is no doubt, hudan lil-muttaqeen, it is hidayat for the people of taqwa. Where does hidayat start? Where does iman start? Where does taqwa start? What is the first stage? Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghayb. Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghayb. Those who will believe in the unseen. Farsh se lekar arsh tak, from the earth to the arsh of Allah. How vast is Allah's creation? How great is Allah's creation? The mind cannot envisage or even imagine the vastness of Allah's creation. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is in Ghari Hira, in the cave of Hira. Allama Qurtubi rahimullah mentions this riwayat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is in Ghari Hira. Istala'alahu Jibreel. Jibreel comes. Normally Jibreel would come in a different shape or form. Sometimes he would come in the shape or form of a human being. Sometimes he would take the shape of a sahabi, Dahya Kalbi, more often than not, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. In the 23-year, 8,156 days nubuwat of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it is mentioned about previous Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam that some of them in their entire lifetime, Jibreel didn't come once to them. Some Anbiya once, some twice, some a few times. It is said in the 23-year period of the nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Jibreel came to Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam 24,000 times. 24,000 times he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sometimes he would not even bring a complete verse. The verse of the Quran comes down, la yastawi al-qa'iduna min al-mu'minin wal-mujahiduna fi sabilillahi bi amwalihim wa anfusihim. Allah says, the one sitting at home and the one striving in the path of Allah can never be equal. Abdullah bin Umm Maktum, a blind sahabi, he hears this. The one striving in the path of Allah and the one sitting at home can never be equal. He says, Ya Rasulullah, what about me? What about me? I am blind, I can't strive. Allah says, the one striving, the one sitting at home will never be equal. Look at the maqam. Look at the status of the companions of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Look at the taluk with Allah each one had. No sooner he makes this objection, Jibreel is sent. Not with one whole verse, with three words. Ghayru ulid darar. Ghayru ulid darar. لا يستوي القاعدون من المؤمنين غير أولي الضرر والمجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالهم وأنفسهم. Allah says, the one sitting at home who does not have any physical defect, who does not have any excuse, any takleef, and the one striving in the path of Allah will never be equal. Allah gives cognizance to the objection of this one ordinary blind sahabi. 24,000 times Jibreel came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On this occasion, he came in his original form. In his original form, فَسَدَّ الْأَرْضِ مِنَ الْمَشْرِقِ إِلَى الْمَغْرِبِ. It comes in the riwayat, the entire horizon was blotted out. East to west, the whole earth was blocked out. فَخَرَّ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مَغْشِيًا عَلَيْهِ. Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fell down unconscious. Jibreel then changed his form to that of a person, and he revived Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam opened up his eyes, he said, Subhanallah ya Jibreel, مَا ظَنَنْتُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى خَلَقَ أَحَدًا عَلَى مِثْلِ هَذِهِ السُّورَةِ. He says, glory be to my Allah, subhanallah. Jibreel, I didn't realize that Allah has created any creation as vast or as frightening as you. I didn't realize there was such a creation as huge as you are. What does Jibreel say? إِنَّمَا نَشَرْتُ جَنَاحَيْن مِنْ أَجْنِحَتِي. He says, Ya Rasulullah, I only opened two wings. وَإِنَّ لِي سِتُّ مِيَاتِ جَنَاهِ. And I have 600 wings. And then what else does he say? He says, وَمَا أَنَا فِي جَنْبِ مَا خَلَقَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا يَسِيرًا. And the reality, O my beloved Nabi, is that I am only one small creation of Allah. What is Jibreel saying? I am only one small creation of Allah. خَلَقَ اللَّهُ إِسْرَافِيلِ. And then to prove this, to illustrate this, Jibreel speaks of another creation of Israfil alayhi salam. Sahib al-Sur, Sahib al-Qarn, the one who will have the trumpet of Qiyamah in his mouth, who is waiting. Lahu sittu miati janah. He says, Ya Rasulullah, Israfil has 600 wings. One wing of Israfil is larger than my entire existence. One wing of Israfil is larger than my entire existence. And then what does Jibreel say? That when Allah addresses Israfil, Allah says, Ya Israfil, Ya Israfil. When Allah addresses this angel, such is the khawf of Allah. Such is the khashiyat of Allah. That Jibreel says, the body of Israfil starts shrinking and shrinking and shrinking and shrinking and shrinking. حتى تكون كالوضع الصغير أي كالعصفور الصغير. Until he becomes as small as a tiny pigeon and presents himself in front of Allah. When we stand on that musalla and say Allahu Akbar, when we stand on that musalla and say Allahu Akbar, for a few seconds, we should bring this consciousness in the heart, in whose court are we standing? Before whom are we standing? Like the poet says, فَمَنْ قَامَ لِلْتَكْبِيرِ لَاقَتْهُ رَحْمَةٌ فَمَنْ قَامَ لِلْتَكْبِيرِ لَاقَتْهُ رَحْمَةٌ وَكَانَ كَعَبَدٍ بَابُ مَوْلَاهُ يَقْرَعُ وَصَارَ لِرَبِّ الْعَرْشِ حِينَ صَلَاتِهِ نَجِيًّا فَيَا تُوبَاهُ لَوْ كَانَ يَخْشَعُ. He says, when you say Allahu Akbar, you are transported into the court of Allah. Allah's rahmat, Allah's mercy rains down upon you. And your example is like one tap, 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 who is knocking where? Knocking at the door of Allah's arsh. That Allahu Akbar is a knock on the door of Allah's arsh. And when you start your salah, you are in direct munajat with Allah. You are directly communicating with Allah. He says, فَيَا تُوبَاهُ لَوْ كَانَ يَخْشَعُ. Mubarak to you, if only you would have khushu in that salah. If only you would realize in whose court you are, who you are talking to. Not some ordinary bank manager or some friend of yours or some wealthy person whom you belittle yourself by stretching your hand out to him, help me, help me, help me. Little do you realize he is more in need than you are. You haven't raised yourself, you have belittled yourself. Like the poet says, لا تخضعن لمخلوق على طمع. لا تخضعن لمخلوق على طمع. فإن ذلك مضر منك بالدين واسترزق الله مما في خزائنه فإنما هي بين الكاف والنون. He says, do not demean and belittle and insult yourself by stretching your hand out to the makhluk. This will not only harm your reputation in this world, it will harm your deen. واسترزق الله. Turn to Allah. Beg from Allah. Look at the khazana and treasures of Allah. Why my Allah's treasures are such? فَإِنَّمَا هِيَ بَيْنَ الْكَافِ وَالنُّونَ. كُن کہنے کی بھی ضرورت نہیں ہے. Allah says, kun, be, and it becomes. Turn to Allah. Bring this consciousness of Allah. This was one of the fundamental efforts of Anbiya alayhim wassalatu wassalam. Where does hidayat start? Where does taqwa start? Where does iman start? الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. That from the earth to the arsh of Allah, everything that exists, whether it is an ant or Jibreel or Israfil or Mikael or Israel, whether it is a pebble or a mountain, whether it is a speck of dust or the desert, whether it is a wisp of air or the raging hurricane or tornado, whether it is a drop of water or the rising waters of the oceans, from the earth to the arsh of Allah, everything is dead. Everything is dead. La, la, it cannot do, it cannot benefit, it cannot harm, it cannot live, it cannot die, it cannot exist. Illallah, except with the permission of Allah. This was one of the first sabak and lessons every Nabi of Allah came with, to instill this yaqeen, this conviction in the hearts of humanity. That break the ghairullah out of the heart and bring only Allah. Bring only Allah. Bring only Allah. The beloved daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Fatima radiallahu anha, she comes in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The narrator of the hadith, this incident is mentioned in Hayatul Sahaba. The narrator of the hadith is Imran bin Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. What is the situation? Look at how he describes it. He says, قَدْ ذَهَبَ عَنْ وَجْهِهَا أَثْرَ الدَّمْ. He says, the cheeks of Fatima had become pale, yellow. There was no sign of blood left on her cheeks. She was on the brink of starvation. In that condition, she comes in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the verge of death, on the verge of starvation. What does Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do? His daughter is in this critical condition. Who is around him? The Sahaba. Not like you and I who give lip service that I am Ashik e Rasul, I am the lover of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To give lip service is very easy, my respected brothers. They understood the meaning of ishq and muhabbat. When they used to address Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would address him like this, Nafdika bi abaina wa ummahatina. May our parents be sacrificed upon you. May our parents us be sacrificed upon you. Umar radiallahu ta'ala, who is proceeding for Hajj, he passes by a certain place, he stumbles. He stumbles. Abdullah bin Umar is with him, radiallahu anhumah. He sees his father stumbling, yet there is no stone, there is nothing there that should have caused him to stumble. He turns to his son. He says, do you know why I stumbled? Do you know why I stumbled? He says, tell me. He says, when I was on the journey of Hajj with my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when my Nabi passed the spot, he stumbled. When my Nabi passed the spot, he stumbled. One is Qanuni Islam. Islam of laws and regulations. What's the Islam of laws and regulations? Mauli sahab, is the sunnat, mustahab, farz or wajib? Is it sunnat? And why we ask sunnat? Because we want to know whether it is okay to leave it out. And nowadays, like I was mentioning in Jummah earlier, even one bigger bimari has come. What is more afzal? What is more virtuous? Why we ask what is more virtuous? Not so that we can do both things, so that we can leave one of the two things out. You know this Afzal Bhai. One person asked Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, that what is more virtuous when I'm bathing in the stream or the pond? Should my face be facing the Qibla or should my back be facing the Qibla? Imam Abu Hanifa told him, "Bhai, face your clothes, because if somebody takes it, you are in big trouble. Don't worry about what is more afzal and less afzal." This statement or this utterance that it is only sunnat, it is only sunnat. How many rakats? 8 rakats? 20 rakats? When Ramadan comes, especially when it comes to that issue of Taraweeh, then we become very big muftis and faqis. I know Bashir Bhai, I saw him earlier, I don't know if he's still here. I remember our Jamaat a few years ago, when we were in Cape Town, we were going towards one masjid, they had one, 2 signposts. One arrow pointing this way, parking for 8 rakats. And one arrow pointing that way, parking for 20 rakats. Then you want to know, is in Bukhari or Muslim? That person, namaz ka koi tekana nahi. He doesn't even know where to put his gaze in namaz. Doesn't even know the basic arkan of namaz. And the same person, Ramadan comes, now he becomes a muhaddis and a faqih. He's a bigger faqih and muhaddis than Umar radiallahu anhu also. That personality who said, Lokana badi nabiyun lak, that personality with regards to whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Lokana badi nabiyun lakana Umar. If there had to be a nabi after me, it would have been Umar. He established 20 rakats, we've got 100 questions. And what is the tragedy? It's not my intention to go into the bahas. There are more qualified people than that can go into debates. But where is the shock? Where is the inclination? Where is the love for Quran? One tabi'i says, I saw Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu making tahajjud salah in the haram. I stood behind him. Allahu Akbar, I wanted to follow Usman. He says, Usman Ghani radiallahu anhu started his tahajjud salah from Surah Fatiha. He says, by the qasam of my Allah, he reached Surah Nas before he went into ruku. The entire Quran in one rakat of salah. And what would Usman radiallahu anhu say? Lo tahurat qulubukum. Lo tahurat qulubukum. Ma shabi'tum min kalamillahi azza wa jal. He would say, if your hearts were pure, you would never get tired of listening to Quran. Youngsters' bodies are jiving to that haram music. Driving around in fast cars, woofers, subwoofers, tweeters, music blaring. Why don't we consider, if you meet an accident in that condition? One is you may die. Allah protect us. What happens if you become paralyzed? What happens if you have to regret that situation for the rest of your life? Is not mort around the corner? Are there not reminders around us in every direction? مَا مِنْ عَبْدٍ يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ إِلَّا وَيَجْلُتُ عِنْدَ رَأْسِهِ وَعِنْدَ رِجْلَيْهِ ثِنْتَانِ مِنَ الْحُورِ الْعِينِ تُغَنِّيَانِهِ بِأَحْسَنِ صَوْتٍ مَا سَمِيَ الْإِنْسُ وَالْجِنِّ مِثْلَهَا أَوْحَى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى إِلَى شَجَرَةِ الْجَنَّةِ أَنْ اسْمَعِي عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ شَغَلُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ عَنِ الْمَعَازِفِ وَالْقَيْنَاتِ فَتُسْمِعَهُمْ بِذِكْرِي فَتُسْمِعَهُمْ بِصَوْتٍ مَا سَمِيَ الْإِنْسُ وَالْجِنِّ مِثْلَهَا أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. What did my Nabi say? Stay away from the haram music of this world. Stay away from the haram music of this world. And Allah will appoint 2 hoors of Jannat to sit at your head, 2 at your feet. The rest of Jannat will be the background orchestra. They will start singing for you with such a beautiful voice. You have never heard anything like it. Stay away from the haram music of this world. Make tawbah from this. Make tawbah from this. Not only from Ramadan. Not only from the month of Ramadan. Music we can listen for hours. Quran, there is no sharaf, no inclination. How many masajid cry tears of blood, my respected brothers? The rules of tajweed, the rules of recitation of the Quran at the expense of finishing quickly are being mutilated. Quran is being made a mockery of. Ya'lamun, ta'lamun. All you can hear is the last word. What he said in between, nobody knows. This is a sign of bimari, of the defect of the heart, that shock is not there to listen to Quran. And what did my Nabi say? For every sajda of Taraweeh Salah, for every sajda of Taraweeh Salah, Allah will give you 1500 hasanat. So if 20 rakats Taraweeh, 40 sajda, 60,000 hasanat every night. Leave 60,000. If they're to make announcement, Hilal Masjid, whoever comes for Taraweeh Salah under the Musalla, there'll be 1500 rand. The Nana, Nani, Dada, Dadi, even the invalid people, the paralyzed people too will bring them to the masjid. The courtyard will be full. Why? 1500 rand. For every sajda, 1500 hasanat. Such a month is coming, such opportunities Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us. Where is the shock? Where is the shagaf? Where is the inclination to listen to Quran? The sabak of iman that is taught in the Quran. Nevertheless, coming back to this incident, Imran bin Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, who is the narrator of the hadith, Fatima is on the brink of salvation. Sahaba at the beck and call of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He could have commanded them with whatever he wanted. They knew the meaning of ishq. They knew the meaning of muhabbat. They knew what was ashik and rasul. One youngster, Talha bin Bara radiallahu ta'ala anhu. One occasion he comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He rushes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, starts kissing the Mubarak body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, Ya Rasulullah, I love you. Ya Rasulullah, I love you. Ya Rasulullah, I love you. And with them it was not, is it sunnah so I can leave it out? There was no qanuni Islam. There was Islam of ishq and muhabbat. Write down in gold what this youngster said. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I love you. And then what was the immediate consequence and demand and dictate of that love was the next statement. What did he say? Murni bima shi't wala a'si laka amra. Murni bima shi't wala a'si laka amra. Ya Rasulullah, I love you. So command me with whatever you want. I will never disobey you. Command me with whatever you want. I will never disobey you. That is ishq. That is muhabbat. That I don't have to introduce myself. This dressing, my respected brothers, I have said this many times, this dressing is not the uniform of a mullah or a molvi. This topi is not the uniform of a mullah or a molvi. This dressing is a feeble attempt to in some way emulate the appearance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even in this exams of the schools, if someone is a copycat and he gets it right, he'll pass. Allah is very merciful. Copy my Nabi, emulate my Nabi. And what did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Man tashabbaha biqawmin fahuwa minhum. Who you imitate, Allah will raise you with them. Who you imitate, Allah will raise you with them. Who are we imitating today? Who are we following today? Who is our imam? Ya Rasulullah, I love you. Command me with what you want. I will never disobey you. What is the first thing Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? This sahabi was known for his devotion to his parents. So what does Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to test the veracity of what he's saying, he says, idhab faqtul abak. Go and bring me the head of your father. Go and bring me the head of your father without hesitation. No questioning. Why you? How can you ask me such a thing? Na'uzu billah, astaghfirullah. No. Sword is out and is moving. Ya, mahlan, mahlan, wait. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stops him. Wait, come back. I was only testing you. Ama inni lam ub'ath biqati'ati rahim. What does Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Allah has not sent me with the severing of family ties. The greatest bond of kinship is the one with the parents. The greatest bond of kinship is the one with the parents. And what is the maqam that Islam has given to that? What is the maqam that Islam has given to that? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, old age, he's in Madina Munawwara. What more neki can he do? What stone didn't he leave unturned in the earning of akhirat? Yet what does he say? Lo adraktu walidayya. If only Allah had kept my parents alive. If only Allah had kept my parents alive. And if not my both my parents, at least my mother. At least my mother. If Allah had kept my mother alive, he's saying to his ummah, I would have shown you the manner in which I would have served my mother. And what example does Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam give? He says it is Isha Salah. Imam Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Masjid al-Nabawi, the salah would have started. I waqad qara'tu fatihat al-kitab. I would have read Surah Fatiha already. And my mother would have come to the window of the masjid and she would have said, Ya Muhammad, O Muhammad. He says, I would have broken my salah. I would have broken my salah and I would have went to her and said, Labbaik ya ummah, O my mother, I am present. What is it that you want? I would have broken the salah. Imam of the masjid, not any masjid. And not any personality. Sarwar-e-kainat. On the behest of his mother, he said, I would have broken the salah. And I would have went to her and said, oh my mother, command me with whatever you want. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, great muhaddis. One day he takes the foot of his mother and starts kissing it. She's embarrassed. What are you doing? He had thousands of students. She says, my son, what are you doing? How can you kiss my feet? He says, I am not kissing your feet. I am kissing my jannat. Innal jannata tahta aqdamil ummahat. Allah has kept jannat under the foot of the mother. I'm not kissing your feet. I am kissing my jannat. Which mother today's heart is not broken? Which father today's heart is not broken? Which home today is there where the voices are not raised against the parents? Youngsters catching hold of the collars of their fathers, asking them, what have you ever done for me? Girls, teenage girls, addressing their mothers, why are you barking like a dog? Na'uzubillah. It is only... the cry of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam for this ummah and the dua that he made. When such statements are made, that stops the whoop of Allah's azab striking this earth. It is the dua of that Mubarak Nabi that is keeping it back. Otherwise the amal of this ummah has already reached that level. Allah has not sent me with the severing of family ties. Allah has not sent me with the severing of family ties. There are amongst Sahaba-i-Kiram, there are some Sahaba. There are some Sahaba who among Sahaba, they had the status that Wahid Yusawi Alf. Among Sahaba, it was understood that each one of them is equal to 1,000. Each one of them is equal to 1,000. On one occasion, Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala anhu sends a message during the Khilafat of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was facing the might of the Egyptian army, the Coptic army of Egypt. They were hopelessly outnumbered. The army of Amr bin As, only 4,000. The army of the Egyptians was running into hundreds of thousands. So he sends a message to Amirul Mu'mineen that I need reinforcements. What does Umar do? Umar sends another 4,000. And with that 4,000, he sends four Sahaba. Four Sahaba. Zubair bin Awam, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Miqdad bin Aswad, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Ubadah bin Samit, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Maslama bin Mukhallad, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Two Ansar, and two Muhajir Sahaba, and with them Umar sends a letter, I have sent another 8,000. 4,000, and each one of these four is equal to 1,000. And my Nabi has said, لَيْ يُغْلَبْ إِثْنَا عَشَرَ أَلْفًا مِنْ قِلَّةٍ. No army of 12,000 will ever be defeated because of numbers being insufficient. Among Sahaba it was recognized that each one of them is equal to 1,000. Amongst this elite category of Sahaba, few others there were also, Fazl bin Abbas radiallahu anhu, Tulayha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Amr bin Ma'adi Karib al-Zabidi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Rafi bin Umayra al-Ta'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Amr bin Tamimi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and one Sahabi, Muhammad bin Maslama radiallahu ta'ala anhu. On one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addresses the Sahabi, Muhammad bin Maslama. He says that, oh Muhammad, when the hearts of my ummah are broken, and when my ummah turn against one another, when ties break down in my ummah, and your own turn against you, then what will you do? He says, Ya Rasulullah, what must I do? Understand the veracity of this. Who is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressing? He is addressing that Sahabi who among Sahaba it is known his one sword is equal to 1,000. On the battlefield, he is equal to 1,000 men. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, when your own turn against you, then go to the mountain and break your sword. Break your sword and say to your brother the mafhum of the hadith, say what Habil said to Qabil. What Habil said to Qabil. He said, become like the oppressed son of Adam alayhi salam. What did he say? That entire conversation is reproduced in the Quran. Why? The first dispute that occurred in humanity occurred between two brothers. In this is ishara that when disunity will occur, when discord will occur, first and foremost, it will start amongst family members. And Allah, by giving the sunnah of the first family of Islam and of humanity, has set the pattern till Qiyamah, that when the dispute happens, what must you do? What did Habil say to Qabil? لَإِن بَسَتَّ إِلَيَّ يَدَكَ لِتَقْتُلَنِي مَا أَنَا بِبَاسِتِي يَدِيَ إِلَيْكَ لِأَقْتُلَكَ إني أخاف الله رب العالمين إني أريد أن تبوء بإثمي وإثمك فتكون من أصحاب النار وذلك جزاء الظالمين. He said, oh my brother, if you raise the hand to harm me, I will not raise my hand against you. Why? Because I fear Allah. And oh my brother, I am warning you, if you proceed to harm me, then you will carry my sin and your sin, and your eventual abode will be Jahannam. But I will not raise my hand against you. I will become the oppressed one. He said, when disputes arise, then become the oppressed one. Become the oppressed one. Give your brother, give your relative the upper hand over you. We are living in an age and era of what? Everyone wants his right. Everyone demands his right. It comes in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on the day of judgment, the whole of humanity will be gathered. And then all of a sudden the announcement will be made, Aina Ahlul Fadl? Aina Ahlul Fadl? Where are the people of fadilat, of virtue, of rank? A group will stand up and look at the words of the hadith. They will be very small in number. They will be very small in number. They will stand up. It will be said to them, proceed to Jannat. Proceed to Jannat. As they will proceed, the Malaika will stop them. Where are you going by? Where are you going? They say, didn't you hear the announcement? We were told to go to Jannat. The Malaika will be surprised. Aqabl al-Hisab. Hisab kitab didn't start yet. No Hisab took place and already you are going to Jannat. They will say, yes. The angel will say, why? They will say, Nahnu Ahlul Fadl. We are the people of Fadl. We are the people of virtue. Then the angels will ask them, what is your Fadl? What is that virtue as a result of which you have been exclusively given this distinction and honor that without hisab you are going towards Jannat. Kunna idha dhulimna sabarna wa idha usiya ilayna hamalna. When others oppressed us, we made sabr, we didn't demand our right. When wrong was done to us, we had hilm, forbearance. When the angels will hear this, they will say, proceed, proceed. Salamun alaykum, peace be upon you. Fani'ma ajrul amilin, what a beautiful action you have done. The one brother became the oppressed one. Allah raised him till Qiyamah. The other brother raised the hand of aggression against his brother. It is said every murder that will be committed till Qiyamah, the sin of it will fall on Qabil, the son of Adam alayhi salam. Which road do we want to take? Normally whoever you meet, what they say, Mawlvi Sahab, make dua Allah give me long life. Make dua Allah give me long life. Make dua Allah give me barakat in my rozi. And the more elderly people, when you meet them, Mawlvi Sahab, dua karo, Allah buri maut se bacha de. Allah save me from a bad death. What bad death means? That I must have a good name after I leave this world. My name must not be bad after I leave this world. Any person you meet, these three things they want. We want long life, barakat in our rozi, to be saved from a bad death. One is dua. With the dua, there has to be dawa. A lot of times we're ready for the dua, we're not ready for the dawa. Like one person always go, Mawlvi Sahab, give taweez, I want children. Mawlvi Sahab, give taweez, I want children. Make dua, I give children. I want children. One day the Mawlvi Sahab told him, bhai, are you married? He says, no, I'm not married. Mawlvi Sahab says, bewakuf, what's wrong with you? All these years you're asking me, you never even got married, you never took the first step also. So dua very quick, where's the dawa? We want long life, we want barakat. We want to be saved from a bad death. Sadiqul Masduq sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sarwar-e kainat, Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhireen. Nuskha-e Muhammadi. Prescription of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did he say? Man ahabba an yumadda lahu fi umrihi wa yuwassa lahu fi rizqihi wa tudfa anhu mitat as-su. He said, that person who wants a long life from my ummat, that person who wants barakat in his rozi, that ummati of mine wants to be saved from a bad death, then I, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, guarantee him these three things. What must he do? فَلْيَتَّقِ اللَّهِ وَلْيَسِلْ رَحِيمًا. Let him fear Allah, and when it comes to disputes with his family members, become the oppressed one. Become the oppressed one, give them the other upper hand. Outwardly it looks as if you will lose out. What does my Nabi say? Allah will give you long life. Allah will give you barakat in your risk. Allah will save you from a bad death. وَلْيَسِلْ رَحِيمًا. Join family ties. Unite the hearts of the ummah. This is an ummah of unity. This is not an ummah of discord. That hadith which I mentioned in the beginning, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the night, 15th night of Sha'ban, he says to Aisha radiallahu anha, هَذِهِ لَيْلَةٌ نِصْفٍ مِنْ شَعْبَانٍ. This is the middle night of Sha'ban. This is the 15th night of Sha'ban. And in this night, Allah frees more people from Jahannam. There was a Kalb tribe in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were known for the number, for the propensity of goats that they had. They used to have a lot of goats. So what does Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam say to her? More than the hair of the goats of the Kalb tribe, more than that number, Allah will free from Jahannam on this night. But there is an exception. La yanzuru Allahu ta'ala fiha. There are six categories of people that will be deprived of the barakat of this night. There are six categories of people that will be deprived of the barakat of this night. Allah protect us. What are they? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, mushrik, the one who makes shirk with Allah. The one who is habitual of consuming liquor. The one whose clothing hangs beneath his ankle. and pertaining to what we are discussing, two categories. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Three categories actually, relevant to what we discuss now. He said, the one who has hatred in his heart for a Muslim brother, Allah will deprive him of the barakat of this night. The one who is disobedient to his parents, Allah will deprive him of the barakat of this night. And the one who has broken family ties, Allah will deprive him of the barakat of this night. It is said it was the time of Hajj. This riwayat is mentioned at Targhib wa Tarheeb by Allama Munziri. The Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is about to raise his hand in dua. Imagine the time of Hajj. The one making the dua is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The one saying Ameen to the dua, Sahaba. Before the dua, before my Nabi can start asking from Allah, he says, لِيَقُمْ عَنْهَا قَاطِعُ rahim. Anyone who has broken family ties, please leave this gathering. Please leave this gathering. One youngster got up, went away, came back after a short time. Allah's Rasulullah asked him, what happened? He said, Ya Rasulullah, there was a maternal aunt of mine whom I had broken ties with. When I heard your announcement, I went and asked her for forgiveness and I patched up. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, understand, it is Hajj, dua Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ameen to the dua, Sahaba. And what does he say? He says, Allah's rahmat will never descend upon our gathering as long as there is someone who has broken family ties amongst us. Allah's rahmat will never descend upon this gathering as long as there is someone amongst us who has broken family ties. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, family ties has attached itself to the arsh of Allah. And it has been given a form or a shape. And every day it begs from Allah that, oh my Allah, join the one who joins me, destroy the one who destroys me. Ya Allah, preserve the one who preserves me, destroy the one who destroys me. Six categories of people, my respected brothers, this Shab-e-Barat, this month of Shaban, this is a stepping stone for Ramadan. This is a preparation for Ramadan. Those gunas, and in one riwayat it comes, one more guna is mentioned, as a result of which du'as are not accepted, as a result of which a person will be deprived on this night even, is that person who has involved himself in the sin of zina. Sin of zina, this girlfriend, boyfriend culture, this culture of intermingling, where today Allah protect us even in the name of Islam. Even in the name of Islam, such permissibility is being expounded, such views are being given that are encouraging this intermingling, that are encouraging female speaking in alluring tones. My respected brothers, Tirmizi Sharif riwayat, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لَأَنْ يُتْعَنَ فِي رَأْسِ أَحَدِكُمْ بِمِخْيَةٍ مِّنْ حَدِيدٍ خَيْرٌ لَهُ مِنْ أَنْ يَمُسَّ إِمْرَاتٍ لَا تَحِلُّ لَهُ. He said, it is better that a nail be taken and hammered into your head. A nail be taken and hammered in your head. That is better for you than you touching that woman who Allah has made haram for you. It can be a bazaar in the name of Islam. It can be a gathering in the name of Islam. Put whatever label you want upon it, my respected brothers. The moment we will move in that direction, this will open the door to zina. This will open the door to adultery. And the mafhum of the hadith, when adultery will become aam in this ummah, then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, wait for plagues. Wait for plagues, wait for illnesses which you have never heard of before all of a sudden arising, for which there is no cure. Wait for the blood of this ummah to be spilt. Wait for earthquakes to happen. These halat and conditions are a direct result of the open and flagrant violation of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That which Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made haram, whatever label we want to put upon it, till Qiyamah, it can never become halal. It can never become halal. It can never become halal. My respected brothers, we want barakat. We want our du'as to be accepted. We want the door of tawbah to be open. We have to come back to the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Usama radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, oh my beloved Nabi,
لم أرك تصوم شهرا من الشهور ما تصوم من شعبان.
He said, Ya Rasulullah, we have never seen you fasting. Obviously, Ramadan, the whole month, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would fast. It was farz. We have never seen you fasting in any month besides Ramadan as much as you fast in Shaban. In other words, he is asking, Ya Rasulullah, why do you fast so much in this month? I mentioned this many, many times, my respected brothers. Unfortunately, today, we have become a ritualistic ummah. We have become an ummah of occasions. Jummah Salah Masjid is full. Mi'raj night Masjid is full. Shab-e-Barat Masjid is full. Ramadan first 1-2 nights, then 27 night Masjid is full. Besides those occasions, what happens? The virtue of one occasion is not a license to disobey Allah in another occasion. What is the sabak of Mi'raj? What is the sabak of Shab-e-Barat? That realization, that consciousness, that worry, that concern is not even there. What is the sabak of Shaban? What did Rasulullah SAW teach us in this month? On the one hand, that dua, that in this month we make the istiqbal of Ramadan. When Nabi SAW said, Allahumma sallimni li Ramadan, wa sallim Ramadan ali, wa sallimhu li mutaqabbala. Beautiful. He said, Oh Allah, give me afiyat, salamati. Keep me fresh, healthy, vigorous for the month of Ramadan. Keep Ramadan with salamati for me and accept my Ramadan from me. When did he make this dua? Not after Ramadan started, before Ramadan. We know that dua from Rajab, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would say, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban wa balighna Ramadan. Oh Allah, give us barakat in Rajab and Shaban and cause us to remain alive for Ramadan. The businessman doesn't wait for December to stock the shelves. Several months before he starts, in anticipation of his busy period, indeed also. Ibn Rajab Hanbali mentions in his kitab, with regards to the Salaf al-Salihin, كانوا يدعون الله تعالى ستة أشهر أن يبلغهم شهر رمضان. 6 months before Ramadan, they used to make dua to Allah, that Ya Allah, cause us to remain alive for the month of Ramadan. 6 months before Ramadan, already dua. And may Allah who is Kareem, may Allah who is Rahim, may Allah who is Hannan, may Allah who is Mannan, may Allah who is Dayan, may Allah who is Ghaffar, may Allah who is Wahhab. Ajeeb. Look at the preparation Allah makes for Ramadan. One riwayat it comes, إِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ لَتُزَيَّنُ مِنَ السَّنَةِ إِلَى السَّنَةِ لِدُخُولِ شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ. Allah decorates Jannat for Ramadan. From when does Allah decorate it? From when does Allah command the Malaika decorate Jannat for Ramadan? In the riwayat it comes, when the Hilal of last year's Eid gets sighted. From that time for 11 months, Jannat is decorated for Ramadan. Allah prepares Jannat 11 months in advance for Ramadan. How much anticipation should we be having? How much tayari and preparation should we be making? By preparation, I don't mean the samosas and bhajiyas and pies in the freezers. That is not the preparation of Ramadan. That is the mufsid of Ramadan, defeating the object of Ramadan. Preparation is this inside preparation. To cleanse ourselves of guna, to make tawbah. To turn towards Allah, to instill the love for Allah and His Rasul in the heart, that will make us such that we can spend Ramadan properly. Coming back to what we were mentioning, what is the sabak of Shaban? Usama radiallahu anhu says, Ya Rasulullah, I have never seen you fasting in any month as much as you fast in this month. Why do you fast so much? Two things Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. He said, In this month, turfa'u fihi al-a'malu ila rabbil alameen, wa uhibbu an yurfa amali wa nasa'im. He said, in this month, the a'mal are presented to Allah. In this month, the a'mal are presented to Allah. And I wish and I prefer that when my a'mal are presented, I must be in a state of fasting. And what was the second thing? He said, "Hiya shahrun taghfulu an-nasu anhu bayna Rajab wa Ramadan." From this expression of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a great usul and principle of deen is learnt. One side is Rajab, which was from the Ashur al-Hurum, the sacred months. On the other side is Ramadan. Shaban falls in between these two. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, normally this is a month of ghaflat. Why? Because on the one side is a sacred month, on the other side is Sayyidu Shuhur Ramadan. Because this month falls in between the two, it is normally a period of ghaflat. And when Allah's ibadat is made in a period of ghaflat, then my Allah is shakir. My Allah is very qadardan. My Allah is very appreciative. The reward is multiplied. Allah wants to see His ibadat made in ghaflat also. How much cognizance does Shariat make to this? It is said, the most ahabbul biladi ilallahi masajiduha, abghadul biladi ilallahi aswaquha. The most beloved pieces of ground on the surface of the earth is the masjid. Why? Because the environment of the masjid is conducive to Allah's remembrance, to Allah's ibadat. So Allah loves the masjid the most. The most hated places on the surface of the earth is the bazaar. Why? Walk in the bazaar. Prince Edward Street, Smith Street, they change the names now, I don't know what the new names are. But you walk, Gena Mama, Gena Baba, coins ringing this way, that way, paisa, paisa. That culture of ghaflat, which makes you ghafil of qabr, of akhirat, of maut, of accountability to Allah. When Allah praised the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah says, Rijal, men. Look at the hikmat of Quran. Look at the wisdom of Quran. Allah does not say, look at the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam striving on the horsebacks in jihad. When Allah praises them, how does Allah praise them? Rijalul la tulhihim tijara wala bay an dhikrillah wa iqamis salah wa ita'iz zakah yakhafuna yawman tataqallabu fihi alqulub wal absar. The companions of my Nabi are men whose love for Allah, whose devotion to Allah, whose ta'alluq with Allah is such that even in the marketplace they do not forget Allah. Involvement in trade and commerce does not make them ghafil of the commands of Allah. Ali radiallahu anhu used to say, Suqul muslimina ka masajidihim. The marketplaces of Medina were like masjids. The marketplace was like a masjid. That is a place of ghaflat. If you will remember Allah in that environment, if you will raise Allah's name, make gush, go shop to shop, invite towards Allah, praise Allah, raise Allah's name, what will Allah give you? Umar radiallahu anhu is the narrator of the hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man dakhala as-suq faqala la ilaha illa Allah wahda la sharika la lahul mulku wa lahul hamd yuhyi wa yumit wa huwa hayyun la yamut biyadihi al-khayr wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir." This person went into the marketplace. He praised Allah. He raised the name of Allah. He made the zikr of Allah. He invited towards Allah. He read the fourth kalima, what we refer to as the fourth kalima, which is only the tarif and the praise of Allah's wahdaniyat. If he did it in the masjid, he'll get sawab. But he did it in a place of ghaflat. He did it in the marketplace. My Allah is shakir. My Allah is shakir. What will my Allah give him? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, كتب الله له ألف ألف حسنة ومحى عنه ألف ألف سيئة ورفع له ألف ألف درجة وبنى له بيتا في الجنة. Allah will write down 1 million good deeds for him. 1 million sins will be wiped away. 1 million ranks will be raised in akhirat, and Allah will give him 1 palace in Jannah. Each time he makes the zikr of Allah in the marketplace. ذاكر الله في السوق له بكل شعرة نور يوم القيامة. The person who remembers Allah in the marketplace, for every hair on his body, Allah will give him nur on the day of judgment. ذاكر الله في الغافلين مثل مصباح في بيت مظلم. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that in the period of ghaflat, when Allah's commands are being broken in every direction, when the masjids are empty, when the sunnahs of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam are being trampled, when the understanding of deen no longer remains, those who will remember Allah, those who will reign Allah's name in that time, ذَاكِرُ اللَّهَ فِي الْغَافِلِينَ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, their example is like a light in a dark house. Dhakirullah fil ghafilin, yurihillahu maq'adahu fil jannati wa wahayyun. The one who will remember Allah in the period of ghaflat, Allah will show him his home in Jannat in this world. Dhakirullah fil ghafilin, yanzurullahu ta'ala ilayhi nazratan, لا يعذبه بعدها أبدا. The one who will remember Allah in the period of ghaflat, Allah will gaze at him one glance of mercy, on after which Allah will make the decision that Jahannam is haram upon him. Abu Salaba Khushani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, أَوَلِلْ مُتَمَسِّكِ فِيهَا أَجْرُ خَمْسِينَ مِنْكُمْ. O Abu Salaba, in the time of fitna and fasad, in the time when my deen will be destroyed, at that time those who will hold fast to my deen, those who will hold fast to my deen at that time, Allah will give them 50 times your reward. 50 times. The Sahabi is shocked. He says, Khamseena minna or minhum. Look at what an intelligent question he asks. He says, Khamseena minna or minhum. 50 times a Sahaba reward or 50 times of the people of that time reward. Look at the question he asked. What does Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Bal khamseena minkum. No, 50 times Sahaba reward. 50 times your reward. لِأَنَّكُمْ تَجِدُونَ عَلَى الْخَيْرِ أَعْوَانًا وَأَنصَارًا وَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يَجِدُونَ عَلَى الْخَيْرِ أَعْوَانًا وَأَنصَارًا. Why? Why? Because today there is an environment. Today there is an environment in Madinah Munawwara. There was no tashkil. There was no big bayans. There was no knocking on doors. Even the munafiq would come for Fajr and Isha in Jamaat. Person who Allah says, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. The lowest level of Jahannam will be for the munafiqeen. Even lower than the mushrikeen. Yet Fajr and Isha Salah in Jamaat they would come. What was the environment of Madinah Munawwara at that time? Youngsters standing on their toes, Ya Rasulullah, I want to go in the path of Allah. There was no long tashkil, no long bayan. Each one was ready to give everything for Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Coming back to the incident of Talha bin Bara radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, command me with whatever you want, I will never disobey you. Command me with whatever you want, I will never disobey you. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Allah has not sent me with the severing of family ties. That same youngster becomes ill. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam goes to visit him. He's unconscious. He says, I fear that before daybreak, the Sahabi will pass away. If he passes away, send for me. I will lead his janazah salah. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam goes away, this was ishq and muhabbat. The moment he opens his eyes, gains consciousness, he says, I can perceive my beloved was here. They said, yes, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came. What did he say? He said that if you pass away tonight, must send for him. He says, no. There are Jews in this vicinity. In the dead of night, in the darkness, they may harm my Nabi. If I pass away, bury me without telling him. Tell him tomorrow. Taqdeer of Allah, that youngster passed away. Youngster passed away the same night. They buried him. Next day, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes to hear of it. What does he do? He stands at the grave of Talha bin Bara. Stands at the grave of Talha bin Bara, Ashik Rasul. What is the samara? What is the return for true ishq and muhabbat, for true devotion? He raises his hands. Allahumma ilqa Talha, tadhaku ilayk, wa huwa yadhaku ilayk. He says, oh Allah, when the day comes for you to meet the sahabi of mine, let it be that you are smiling at him and he is smiling at you. You are smiling at him and he is smiling at you. That was devotion. Such was the environment of Iman of Madinah Munawwara. They had in front of them, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah says in the incidents of Anbiya alayhimus salam in the Quran is ibrat, is lesson of Iman. What is the mother of Musa alayhi salam told? When you fear for the life of your child, throw him into the sea and do not fear, we will return him. Allah is the doer.
The daughter of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, on the brink of starvation, Saba day, what does he do? If he sends them to bring food, the lesson of Iman will not be taught.
He teaches them Iman even at that juncture, turns to Allah, Ya Mushbi al Ja'a, wa ya Qadi al Haja, wa ya Rafi al Wada, la tuji' Fatimata bint Muhammad.
He says, oh my Allah, you are the one that sustains and satiates those who are hungry, with food or without food.
Oh my Allah, you are the one that raises the downtrodden. You are the one that fulfills the needs.
Oh my Allah, I'm asking from your treasures. I am asking from your treasures, take away the hunger of my daughter.
The narrator says, without any food, the color of health and vigor came back into the cheeks of Fatima radiallahu anha.
Someone asked her many years later, what was the effect of this dua? She says, by the qasam of my Allah, from that day till today, I have never felt hungry. I have never felt hungry. Hunger is Allah's makhluk. It is Allah's creation. Satiation is Allah's creation. The dua is only Allah. This was that sabak of Iman which Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam instilled in the hearts of their ummah. That was the first fundamental effort of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Coming back to that riwayat, he says, oh Abu Salama, there is an environment of Iman. Medina is vibrant. Every command of Allah is being fulfilled. In that time of ghaflat, those who will raise my deen, Allah will give them 50 times your reward.
Inna ad-deena bada'a ghariban. Inna ad-deena bada'a ghariban. Wa sayaudu kama bada.
Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when my deen started, it was strange. 360 idols in Baytullah.
People were shocked. They said, aja'ala al-alihata ilahan wahida? Inna hadha la shay'un ujab.
What are you saying? All the idols are one God?
This is very strange.
People are shocked. Inna deena bada ghariban.
He says, when my deen started, it was strange.
Wasayaudu kama bada.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, once again it will become strange.
Fatuba lil ghuraba. Fatuba lil ghuraba. 14 centuries ago, what did my Nabi say? Mubarak to the strangers. Mubarak to the strangers. Mubarak to the strangers. And he didn't leave it to our intellect to decide who the strangers are. He gave the shi'ar, the recognition. How will you recognize who the people are that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is praising? Who are the strangers? الَّذِينَ يُصْلِحُونَ مَا أَفْسَدَ النَّاسِ مِنْ بَعْدِي مِنْ أُمَّتِي.
They are those who will strive to once again bring the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alive.
In the age of fitna and fasad, those who will make Islam this deen, those who will strive for this deen.
Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahimahullah mentions the athar and riwayat, أَحَبُّ that Allah says, on this I will terminate my respected brothers,
I'm literally translating this riwayat.
Listen with the ears of Iman.
Listen with the ears of Iman.
In the period of ghaflat, in the period of kufr, in the period of irtidad, in the period when the masjids will be empty, in the period when the deen of my Nabi will be trampled underneath the feet, those who will rise up for this deen, those who will rise up for this deen, Allah will multiply their reward. Allah will use them. They are the ghuraba. They are the ones whom my Nabi gave Mubarak Badi to. They are that jamaat.
Listen to this riwayat. Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahimullah says, Allah says, أَحَبُّ الْعِبَادِ إِلَيَّ.
Who are my beloved ones? Who are my beloved ones?
Four or five sifat are mentioned. I'm literally translating them.
الْمَشَّاءُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِالنَّسِيحَ.
They are those who, al-mashaun plural, who in jamaats will walk the earth.
In jamaats they will walk the earth, bin nasiha, with the dard and pain for humanity in their hearts.
Al-mu'allaqatu qulubuhum bil-masajid.
Their hearts will be attached to the masjid.
The focus of their effort will be around the masjid.
Al-mashauna ala aqdamihim ilal-jamaat.
They will walk in jamaat form and meet people for the sake of Allah.
Al-mutahabbina fiyya.
They will love one another for my sake.
They will love one another for my sake. And the fifth quality, wal mustaghfirina bil ashar. They will get up at the time of tahajjud and cry before Allah. They will get up at the time of tahajjud and cry before Allah. This is the literal translation of this hadith. My respected brothers, we don't have to look very far to see which jamaat in this day and age fulfills every one of the things that are mentioned in this hadith. And what is their maqam? What is their maqam? Allah says, فَإِذَا أَرَدْتُ إِنْزَالَ عَذَابٍ بِأَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ فَنَظَرْتُ إِلَيْهِمْ صَرَفْتُ الْعَذَابَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. Allah says, when I make the decision to send down my umumi azab, as long as there is a jamaat with these five qualities, I will keep back my azab. As long as there is a jamaat with these five qualities, I will keep back. This is that effort, that qurbani, those footsteps in the jungles of Africa, those footsteps of those jamaats from foreign countries who have come with such qurbani and sacrifice. By the qasam of my Allah, it is cooling the anger of Allah on this earth. It is cooling the anger of Allah on this earth. These Mubarak nights are given to us, my respected brothers, to turn back to Allah, to ask the forgiveness of Allah, to change the direction of our lives. And very, very important, my respected brothers, our ijtima is starting tomorrow. What is ijtima? Very beautifully, one of our elders describes what is ijtima. He says, ijtima is for you to make this decision with Allah that, Ya Allah, I want to become the seed. I want to become the seed. One seed goes in the ground. It breaks up into a million pieces. It can no longer be even recognized. It sacrifices itself. A huge tree with a multitude of fruits. And then from that other trees, an entire orchard comes into existence. What is the condition? One seed has to go in the ground. One seed has to go in the ground. Allah will bring an entire orchard into existence. One ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Behind him, Allah has kept the hidayat of nations. Ijtima is an excuse for us to make this niyat. Our respected Bhai Padiya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Allah fill his qabr with noor. He used to say, go on the musalla and cry to Allah. Beg from Allah. Ya Allah, why are you not? Fight with Allah, he used to say. Ya Allah, why are you not accepting me for the effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So my respected brothers, value these opportunities. These nights that are given to us. Ramadan is coming. But to change the direction, to bring perpetuity into our tawbah, into our amal, such a simple solution has been kept in front of us for us to give some time and go out in the path of Allah, especially in the month of Ramadan. So all of us make niyat, inshallah. And very, very important, my respected brothers, every one of us raise our hands. We're not going to make tashkil now. Raise our hands, inshallah. Full 48 hours we will spend at the ijtima. All of us will do this, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير كله علانيته وسره لك الحمد على نعمة الإيمان ولك الحمد على نعمة الإسلام ولك الحمد على نعمة الزوجات ولك الحمد على نعمة الأولاد لك الحمد على أن جعلتنا من خير أمة أخرجت للناس لك الحمد على نعمك الكثيرة وآلائك الجثيمة اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله اللهم إنا ندعوك الله وندعوك الرحمن وندعوك البر الرحيم وندعوك بأسمائك الحسنى كلها ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم أن تغفر لنا وترحمنا
لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واعف عنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين أنت مولانا أنت سيدنا أنت خالقنا أنت رازقنا فانصرنا على القوم المعتدين أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الظالمين Most merciful, O most kind Allah, O my Kareem Allah, O my Rahim Allah, O my Hannan Allah, O my Mannan Allah, O my Dayan Allah, O my Allah whose treasures are limitless, O my Allah whose kingdom does not know any decline, O my Allah who is free from a beginning and free from an ending, O my Allah if the trees have to turn into pens and the waters of the oceans have to turn into ink and another 7 oceans have to be added, your tarif, your kalimat, your praises, Ya Allah, can never be fulfilled. The trees will come to an end. The water will come to an end. Insan and jinnat will perish. But your tarif, your kalimat, your praises will never ever come to an end. Oh my Allah, you are as you have praised yourself. Ya, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah. Oh my Allah. Who has praised himself, you have praised yourself in your Quran. سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمِ لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ وَهُ على كل شيء قدير هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو بكل شيء عليم اللهم إنك قلت ونعم ما قلت هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم يا الله we can never do justice to praising you يا الله Ya Allah, our dirty, filthy tongues, our defective intellect, Ya Allah. We can never color you as you ought to be colored. We can never praise you as you ought to be praised, oh my Allah. This majma is a delegation that has come to present itself in your court, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, there is no Abu Bakr and Umar amongst us. There is no Osman and Ali amongst us. Ya Allah, it is us sinners, Ya Allah. Khaar hai, badkar hai, doobay huay zillat mein, kuch bhi ho, lekin tere mahbub sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki ummati hai, Allah. Ya Allah, we have heard from your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you have written on your arsh, inna rahmati sabakat ghadabi, my rahmat is greater than my anger. Ya Allah, this delegation has come to place its pain in front of you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the ummat of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being slaughtered, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, when a dog dies, there is someone to cry for the dog. The little babies of your ummat are being slaughtered. No one is there to cry for them also, Ya Allah. The bombs are raining down on the homes of this ummat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our brothers and sisters are hungry, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they are without clothes, they are without shelter, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they are gathering in long, long lines to buy bread, Ya Allah, or to receive some hamper, and bombs are raining down upon them. Ya Allah, isse bari ruswai kaun si ho sakti, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the father says to his family, I'm going to the masjid. The next thing is janazah is brought back to the house. The little babies of this ummah, ya Allah, their bodies are burnt to such an extent that they are not even qabil of janazah salah. Ya Allah, you have given the Firauns of today very long rope, ya Allah. They are slaughtering the ummah of your Habibs. They are holding conferences, ya Allah. They are holding conferences, ya Allah, and discussing the destruction of this ummah, ya Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah, no doubt it is our gunas, no doubt it is our sins, ya Allah. Hum iqrari mujrim hai mere Mawla. Ya Allah, we have no excuse whatsoever, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you sent us to this world to fill the masjids. We have emptied the masjids. You sent us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you gave this ummat Khadijatul Kubra. You gave this ummat Aisha. You gave this ummat Fatimatul Zahra, radiyallahu anha. Ya Allah, you gave this ummat Rabia Basri, ya Allah. Ya Allah, today the same ummat, their daughters are naked, ya Allah. The daughters are singing on the stages, ya Allah. The youngsters have guitars in their heads, ya Allah. You sent this ummah to cloak humanity with the cloak of shame and haya. Our own daughters have become naked, ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever is happening, ya Allah. Whatever is happening, it is your justice, ya Allah. Ya Allah, it is your justice, ya Allah. It is your justice, but we are the weak ones of the ummah of Rasulullah. Ya Allah, we tried to change, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we tried to change, ya Allah. But this dirty, filthy environment, this environment of shamelessness and behayai, ya Allah, is like a steel wall in front of us. Every time we take one step towards you, we are going 20 steps backwards, ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there is no other door we can knock on besides your door. There is no one else we can turn to besides you, ya Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, the little youngster goes out in the street. The bullies get hold of him. They give him a hiding. He rushes home to his father. And he says, Papa, come with me. They hit me here. They hurt me here. They bashed me here. They did this to me. They did that to me. His father says, oh my son, who did that to you? He folds up his sleeves. Ya Allah, you love us more. Ya Allah, you love us more than our children, ya Allah. You love us more than our parents, ya Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, we have come to complain to you, ya Allah. If your door is not open for us, where can we go, ya Allah? There is nowhere else we can go to, ya Allah. Hum tujhe bulane ke liye aaye mere Mola. Hum tujhe bulane ke liye aaye. The Firauns of today are proud of their weaponry, of their science, of their technology. Ya Allah, this ummah has no weaponry. This ummah has no science and technology. This ummah only has you, ya Allah. This ummah only has you, ya Allah. O Malikul Mulk Allah, Ya Jabbar As-Samawati Wal-Ard, Ya Allah, Ya Qaim As-Samawati Wal-Ard, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we have come to knock on your door, Ya Allah, do not turn us away empty-handed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, have mercy on the Ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, blow the winds of Hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Umar had a sword in his hand. He was going to murder your Nabi. Your quality of Hadi directed itself towards him. And he became Umar Farooq. You gave him space next to your Nabi. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Hidda, Chudda, Lava of Hamza, Ya Allah. Yet your quality of Hadi was directed towards her. You made her Hidda radiallahu anha. Ya Allah, they were idol worshippers. We have never worshipped idols, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have made every guna, but we have never called to anyone besides you, Ya Allah. We have never taken anyone else's name besides your name, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we are begging you, Ya Allah, open the doors of Hidayat, Ya Allah, open the doors of Hidayat, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, change the conditions, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, change the conditions, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, change the conditions, Ya Allah, our brothers are hungry, feed them, Ya Allah, our brothers and sisters are naked, clothe them, Ya Allah, our brothers and sisters, Ya Allah, being slaughtered, protect them, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, the Firauns of today, if Hidayat is written for them, give them Hidayat, otherwise remove them from the surface of the earth, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove the obstacles of Hidayat, Ya Allah. Remove the obstacles of Hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are beseeching you for Hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you not only for our Hidayat, Ya Allah. We ask you for the Hidayat of humanity, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give the Jews Hidayat, Ya Allah. Give the Christians Hidayat, Ya Allah. Give America Hidayat. Give Australia Hidayat. Give Europe Hidayat. Give Asia Hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, open the doors of Hidayat, Ya Allah. Open the doors of Hidayat, Ya Allah. There will be no shortage in your treasures. Your Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam will become so happy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, when the hand of a thief was being cut, he was standing on one side and crying. Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, you gave the order. He said, that was Allah's hand. But the hand of my ummati is being cut. How can I not cry? If he was amongst us today, Ya Allah, and he saw the babies of this ummat being slaughtered, Ya Allah, what will be his condition, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, hamare paas koi amal nahi hai. Hamare paas koi amal nahi hai. We have no action, Ya Allah. We have no action, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all we can present to you are the tears of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All we can present to you is the dard of Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, through the tufail of his dard, through his tears, Ya Allah, restore the dignity of this ummat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, blow the winds of hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring this ummat back to the masjid, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept us for the amal of masjid, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept us for the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, is kaam ke haqaiq hamare saamne khol de. Is kaam ke nafa khol de. Is kaam ko apni zindagi ke maqsad banane ki taufeeq naseeb farma de mere maula. Ey mere aqa, hame deen ke dai bana de. Hame deen ke dai bana de. Hame deen ke dai bana de, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, duniya ke kone kone, Ya Allah, take us to the four corners of the world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, use us for the effort of hidayat, Ya Allah. Use our parents, Ya Allah. Use our wives, Ya Allah. Use our children, Ya Allah. Use the entire ummat of Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, restore your deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, make us your accepted ones. Make us your near ones, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, the time for us to leave this world is coming near, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let the last day of our life be the day when you are happiest with us, Ya Allah. Save us from azab of qabr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the day is coming, Ya Allah. The day is coming, Ya Allah. The most frightening day for humanity, Ya Allah. When we will have to present ourselves in your court, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, when our book of deeds will be opened up, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Sometimes a little child scribbles. He brings his scribble to his father. Father looks at the scribbling and says, Shabash, my son. Shabash, my son, you have written so well. Ya Allah, you also say Shabash. You also say Shabash. Ya Allah, don't take away hisab, Ya Allah. Your Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man husiba faqad nuqish." Don't take away hisab, Ya Allah. We've got no neki to present, Ya Allah. Even whatever little ibadat we did, that is also guna, Ya Allah. Underneath every hair of our body is your disobedience, Ya Allah. Hame maaf farma, mere bol. Hame maaf farma. Hame maaf. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins of the day, the sins of the night, the sins we have committed openly, secretly. Every type of sin is there, Allah. Hame maaf farma de, Allah. Hame hashar ki din ke ruswai se bacha de, mere bola. Ya Allah, grant us your taalluq. Grant us your muhabbat, Ya Allah. Grant us the qualities of iman, Ya Allah. Tawakkul, taqwa, khashiyat, sabar, ikhlas, lillahiyat. Ya Allah, save us from ghaliz qualities, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from hatred, enmity, jealousy, backbiting, Ya Allah. Grant us the akhlaq of Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, grant us the six qualities, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept us for your deen, accept our wealth, accept our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us cross the sirat with the speed of lightning, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from jahannam. Ya Allah, that fire whose stones will melt mountains, Ya Allah. What will it do to the flesh and blood of insan, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, dozakh humse bardasht nahi ho sakte. Nahi ho sakte, mere bola. Hame dozakh se bacha de. Jannatul Firdaus mein aala maqam naseeb farma de, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept our ibadat of this night, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept our ibadat, Ya Allah, of these muqaddas nights, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us become those who worship you every day, Ya Allah. Every day and every night, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept our Ramadan from us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept this ishtima, Ya Allah. Let the ishtima of Spingo Beach, Ya Allah, become the means of hidayat of the entire humanity, Ya Allah. Wherever ishtimas have happened, are happening, are going to take place, make them a zariah of hidayat, Ya Allah. Wherever jamaats are moving, Ya Allah, or whatever works of deen are taking place in a manner that is pleasing to you, protect it, Ya Allah. Grant it taraqqi, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, take it from strength to strength, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save this ummat and save our muqaddasat and save our effort of deen from shurur, shar and fitan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of this ummat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of our elders, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant them long lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, take them from strength to strength, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we don't know what to ask. We don't know how to ask, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our parents, Ya Allah. Ya parents, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we can never fulfill the haq, Ya Allah. We can never fulfill the haq. Rabbi irhamhuma. Kama rabbayana saghira. Ya Allah. اللهم سلمنا لرمضان وسلم رمضان لنا وسلمه منا متقبلا يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه عبدك ورسولك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ورسولك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. وقنا عذاب النار. وقنا عذاب النار. يا الله. Ya Allah, we are asking your malaika, Ya Allah, to say ameen to our du'as, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have heard, Ya Allah, that you are addressing your angels right now. And you are asking them, why are they crying like this? What do they want? Your angels are saying to you, Ya Allah, they fear your azab and they want your maghfirat. Hame umeed hai mere bola. We have hope, O my Allah, that you are saying to your angels, Inni ushhiduk, I am making you a witness that I have forgiven them. Ek dafa mere aqa, ek dafa. One time say to your angels that I have made them maghfirat. ہمارا کام بن جائے گا میرے مولا. تیرے خزانے میں کوئی کمی نہیں ہوگا. ہمیں خالی ہاتھ واپس نہ کر دے. بے شک ہم ریاکار ہیں, بے شک ہم منافق ہیں, بے شک ہم دل کے کالے ہیں, بدن کے کالے ہیں, سر سے لے کر پیر تک گناہوں میں ڈوبے ہوئے ہیں. لیکن میرے مولا, تو تو رحیموں کے رحیم ہے, تو کریموں کے کریم. ہمیں خالی ہاتھ واپس نہ کر. Do not turn us away empty handed. Do not turn us away empty handed. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khairi khalqi Sayyidina wa mutaala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillah.